The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On New Cans.
I was just thrilled to get a new can. God, slip that thing on, strutting around the dressing room, showing everybody what it's all about. Look at this new can. Hey, looking good.
The 101260 text line.
Thank you for everyone texting. Jeez. Woo.
Tea bags.
I don't believe in tea bags. I use loose leaf tea, and it is so much better than the tea bags. I'll eat tea bags. I'll...
Himself.
I've got nice bowling ball shoulders, a decent head of hair, and a big organ that needs to be heard.
It's time for Struds On.
Games. Just kidding. I'll fire everybody up again. So let's talk about, let's assume in this scenario that we already know Nurse has got one game, and I'm going to assume that Pitcher Angel has a game suspension as well. So now it really comes down to what happens from here, you know, because there's still games to be played. They're not moving on to play other teams. There's a huge game five coming up on Friday. Connor McDavid said that, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, it's up to the Oilers now to have two good games in a row, not just one in a row, and then have, you know, an off game. So what happens moving forward? Nurse is a huge part of the Edmonton Oilers. I think he brings a swagger to the group on the back end, so athletic, skates well, you know, obviously intimidating presence, defends hard, you know, makes the plays, kills penalties. That should be noted. He's on the second unit power play, not that he's not good at it, but he's on the second unit, so there's a bit of flexibility there with him and Ekholm. On the other side, you got Pietrangelo. Pietrangelo is, he's a huge part of their team. I'm guessing if Stone was the captain, he would be the captain of the team. Right shot, D-man, plays a ton of minutes as well. Both power play and penalty kill. Plays just like Darnell against other teams' top lines or top, whatever, two lines, whatever it is. So he's a big part of it and creates a lot of offense for this group. So when you look at it, you know, What is their advantage or disadvantage? And I would suggest to you all that the disadvantage if both players are out is more on Vegas. And that's not a slight at Darnell. I think I'll get to where the Oilers struggle without Darnell. But without Pietrangelo is a huge part of the group. He pairs up with Martinez. They play a ton between the two of them. They're playing, you know, what is it, like 45 minutes a night out there. Then it drops down to McNabb and Theodore, and Theodore had a really tough night last night, by the way, and then it goes down to Hague and Mike Cloud. And then you got to figure out who jumps in. You know, I don't know if you're bringing in maybe Hutton, you know, would be the guy to come in just because he's a little bit older. Who knows? But it would be a pretty sharp drop-off because I'm guessing, and I'm just guessing here, I'm guessing that maybe White Cloud would jump up and play with Martinez, then leave McNabb and Theodore, then be Hague, and then if it is Hutton, that'd be a line you're pretty comfortable playing against if you're the Edmonton Oilers. On the other side, I think it's as simple as moving Kulak up beside CeCe. Then you'd play, the dominant pair would still be Ekholm and obviously Bouchard. I think those guys would see their minutes jump. Bouchard can still use the power play to be the power play. It'd mean that Kulak and CeCe would probably go out there for the penalty kill. Because I don't know how many you want to mix up with the pairing. So is it Kulak? Maybe go Ekholm, Darnay, you number one. Then you go Kulak, CeCe. In a real tight pinch, maybe you go Ekholm, CeCe. If it's a real tight game, at later in the game, you put that in. But make no mistake, both teams are going to be missing their players, their defensive leaders. And it's crazy that both are kind of out on separate plays, which is, you know, if it does work out that way. But Greggs, Connor, I'm here to tell you, I believe that it would be, not that there's a huge advantage, but if you're going to be missing two D-men, I think that Oilers got a little bit of advantage with Pietrangelo out as opposed to Vegas getting advantage with Nurse out.